Chuck, thanks for talking to me, and thanks for telling us about this event that's coming up at the Columbia Tower Club. What exactly is the Alzheimer Foundation of America doing at this thing?
So this is part of our national Educating America tour, where we've been in 40 states throughout the country in the last 2 years, and the next stop is Seattle, and we're very excited to be at Columbia Tower. The conference is free. It's a caregiver educational conference, but it's open to the public, whether you're professional or non-professional, or if you just want to learn about Alzheimer's disease.
So is this aimed at potential caregivers of people who live with Alzheimer patients, or is it for somebody like me who's worried, oh my God, what if I'm getting older and I am susceptible to getting Alzheimer's?
All of the above. You know, this is open to the public. You don't have to be a caregiver. You don't have to be a healthcare professional. We generally have caregivers, professional and non-health professional healthcare workers, but just the general public comes in if they just want to learn about the disease and know where there are resources. And during the break, we will be offering free memory screenings to all that participate.
I feel as if in some ways, starting with baby boomers and then the generations after us, aging is a different proposition than it might have been in generations past. And I feel like people are less inclined to just sort of go, oh, well, I'm just deteriorating because I'm getting old.
Right. Well, but you know what? People can make lifestyle choices that can promote successful aging, and it's all incumbent upon us to do that. You know, remember, what you eat affects your body, but it also affects your brain as well. So we always, you know, advocate limiting alcohol consumption, eliminate smoking, stay socially active, you know, develop a healthcare plan, manage stress, but challenge your brain in small ways that can keep your mind sharp. You know, John, there's so many things people can do without even knowing that they're exercising their brain, like brush your teeth every morning at the end of the day with your less dominant hand without knowing you're exercising your brain.
So is this the kind of thing you cover at this get-together?
Oh, we do. We got a full-packed day. It's, you know, kicks off, and I welcome everybody. Talk about the Alzheimer's Foundation of America and the resources that are available. And then we go right into a workshop with Dr. Charles Burnick, who's the associate director at Cleveland Clinic. And he's going to talk about, you know, Alzheimer's disease itself, clinical trials, the current state of research. And then we go into the next session, preparing for and understanding long-term care, which is so critically important. Mm-hmm. We break for lunch. It's a working lunch. It's a box lunch. And we offer free confidential memory screenings, which is 10 minutes, series of questions to test your cognitive skills. You get a score. If you score below the baseline, we recommend further testing. And then we go right into, you know, our last topic, which is the final session. It focuses on expanding and enhancing holistic and creative art therapies in Alzheimer's care.
All right. Well, we really appreciate the great work you guys are doing. We will put all the information about this event, which is at the Columbia Tower Club, which is actually kitty corner from our building in downtown Seattle at 5th and Columbia. And we really appreciate all the work you're doing. Thank you, Chuck Fuscillo.
Thanks, John.